Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
And welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program. We have a special guest in studio from the Glenn team at Infinitas, Mel Myers. And again, she's with the Glenn team at Infinitas. If you want to reach out to the great folks at the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. We're going to be talking about estate planning today. And Mel, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. So let's just start off with, I think estate planning has almost been genericized a little bit as a term. And a lot, I know a lot of times it's kind of intermingled inappropriately with elder law. So let's go with 101. What is estate planning?
Well, to answer your question, I want to ask you a question first, if that's okay.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't know I was going to be under fire. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So most of us could agree that we work really hard to accumulate we work really hard for what we have, whether that's physically the possessions that we own, or that's the money in our bank account, our retirement account. We work really hard for what we have.
No doubt. Yep.
So would you agree that you'd like to decide what happens to your physical possessions or how your money is passed on to your loved ones or to something you're passionate about?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think that you'd rather just have somebody else decide that for you?
Let me think about that. of course, I would want control over that. So, yeah.
So estate planning is simply putting together a plan and making decisions on what do you want to have happen with your physical possessions and with your money.
In the event of your death.
In the event of your death.
Okay.
Or in the event of you being permanently disabled.
Okay. Okay.
So you simply taking the time to sit down and decide, what do I want? And then putting it on paper that the state legally recognizes as, okay, you've made these decisions and they follow state law. So we're going to take your decisions versus the default.
Okay. Default sounds bad. So, so yeah, I would definitely rather state my wishes in advance. Should I pass away or in advance of me becoming disabled? So, okay. So then a great follow-up question on that. So you asked me a question. I got one for you. So, so who needs estate planning?
Everyone needs estate planning. No matter who you are, your age, your income, you need estate planning because you have items that you own. You have money in your bank account. And really, everyone needs it because it goes beyond just the physical possessions. You know, it's really creating a plan. It's walking through as an advisor, you know, walking through and making sure who are your beneficiaries? Are they up to date? It is making sure that your loved ones know what you want in the time of, you know, we all are going to pass away one day, right? It is a part of life.
Sure.
And so making sure your loved ones know that whether or not you want to be cremated or how, you know, how you want to have your end of life. If you've got a cancer treatment, what do you want? Not allowing other people to make decisions for you, but proactively having those conversations so there is a plan. And we all are going to go through life and have experiences. So everyone needs estate planning.
And what is the benefit of having an estate plan?
The biggest benefit is the confidence that the decisions you've made will be carried out. That the individuals that you trust, or maybe hiring somebody to help you mm-hmm. and not putting a burden on your loved ones is also an option. So the biggest benefit, I think, is peace of mind in assuring that what you want will actually happen and that it is a gift to your loved ones.
I think there's no doubt about that. I have seen, and I'm sure you've seen all of this as well, but I've seen so many times when you have family members and there may be disagreement. Now, they may all want the best thing for you, but they may have a different opinion on what that best thing is. And so that just settles all of that. And that's the gift. We don't have to argue about these things. This is what mom wants or dad wants. This is what they stated. And so we need to follow that plan. And by the way, it's a legal document, so we have to follow that plan. But it just takes all of that potential adversarial conflict. It takes that all away. It's gone.
Yeah, and I can tell you from personal experience, between my husband and I, in less than a 10-year period, we had 8 family members pass away.
Oh, my gosh.
So at a very young age, I saw a lot of adulting.
Yeah.
We experienced a lot of life at a very young age. And so that actually is what compelled me to become a financial advisor and to help people navigate these challenging situations, because I have personally experienced when somebody has taken proactive planning all the way down to writing their own obituary so the loved ones didn't have to.
Okay.
What a gift is that?
Uh-huh. Yep.
The grieving process that we experienced was night and day different to fast forward to a different family member who passed away. Their child didn't know if they wanted to be cremated or buried.
Oh, no.
They had to make that decision.
Oh, and then there's a question. Did I do what the person who passed away, did I do what they wanted or did I not?
That's right.
I mean,
You'll never know that.
You can't answer that.
Yeah. There was so much second guessing. There were other family members who were getting involved. It was very stressful.
Oh.
And that child, you know, really struggled. And it just creates family turmoil. And, as parents, we don't want that for our kids. We don't want that for our siblings. So really, estate planning is proactively giving a gift and making decisions and having those conversations.
And then just stepping on the negative side of things, because I'm sure you've seen this. I've seen it way too much. When there's money involved with someone passing away, people get weird.
People come out of the woodwork.
They do. They do. And all of a sudden, it is this, and this is really ugly, but it's true. I've seen it over and over and over again. It's a money grab. And guess what? If you can state where your money and where your stuff go, you can state that. I want it to go here. I want it to go there. I want it to go this person, to this charity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And someone that you did not want or intend for your assets to go to, it's not going there because you stated where you want it to go. So it takes care of that too.
That's right.
Sometimes this gets really, really ugly and it just kind of grosses me out, but there's a negative side of this and you can prevent all of that.
Yeah. And I think where people don't do this is they think that estate planning, that word estate, right? You think of a big lawn, you think of a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I think individuals shy away from it. One, because legal jargon is boring and confusing. But it seems a little daunting, or, oh, I don't have enough money for that. So people shy away from it. And really, it truly is for everyone. And they need to just take the time to have the conversations.
Yep.
And to make sure that they're putting them in the legal documents.
Yep. Your estate plan can be small. It can be huge. But your estate is your estate, regardless of the size. That's a really good point. So what does creating an estate plan, what does that entail?
So the basics is really making sure that you have, or what you physically receive, is going to be a power of attorney, and that's going to be a healthcare power of attorney. You're going to get a second power of attorney, which is for financial, right?
Okay, so those are separated out.
There's two different documents there.
I think that's a great idea. Yep.
And then a universal HIPAA, and that is to make sure that the individuals you want to be able to have medical information, reach out to your doctors, be able to be in the hospital, that they can do that.
They have access to your protected healthcare information.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is what a universal HIPAA is.
Okay.
And then last thing for the basics would be a last will and testament, also known as a will.
Okay.
More advanced planning would include a trust. And there's all different types of trust. And what type of trust you would need, or whether or not this was appropriate for you, is where I would recommend an attorney.
Okay. And a trust, correct me if I'm wrong, and a trust would then be somewhat of a replacement for a will, because it directs your assets to where you want them, and it avoids probate.
The will is a pour over, or pours over to your trust.
I gotcha. Okay.
And it would, yes, the trust would then hold your assets, and it would be used as a tool to specifically state where you want things to go financially, mm-hmm. And how and when, at what ages. I mean, you can control how that is divided and who is your executor deciding those, right?
Okay.
Taking the action.
Yep.
So in family situations, you can remove that burden from a child by hiring a third party.
A third party, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that that's even an option.
That is such excellent information. So look, if this is resonating with you, if you're like, whoa, wait a minute. We have, you know, three or four children. We have our in-laws, we love our daughter-in-law. We love our son-in-law, but you know, we want this to be between our family, and we don't want this tug of war. So we need to talk about this estate plan. Reach out to the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a really good one. Writing my wishes down on anything, including a napkin, is enough to make sure my wishes for my estate are carried out. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a really good question. Writing my wishes down on anything, including a napkin, is enough to make sure my wishes for my estate are carried out. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mel, I'll guarantee you this caught people off guard, because I know a lot of people have scribbled down their wishes. But why is that statement false?
The reality is you need a legal document that follows your state's statutory requirements to ensure that what you want to happen happens. I can tell you stories where, or we might all know of stories where, a farmer specifically comes to mind who had a tractor accident, and he scratched in the side of the tractor that he wanted everything to go to his wife.
Yep.
And there was a picture that was taken, and a judge actually held it up in court. So there is that story. But then there are stories.
And that's a real story.
That is a real story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There is another story where on a sheet of paper, handwritten sheet of paper, everything mm-hmm. was to go to one of the three children.
Ooh. Yeah.
And the other two children were like, what? No, that mm-hmm. can't be correct. They took it to court, and it's called contesting it. They contested it in court.
Yep.
And the judge then had them divide everything equally.
Right.
They actually had to sell one of the belongings that was really special to one of the kids, a place that they owned, had to be sold. And then the money was divided.
Just divide that, sell the asset, and then divide the value of the asset. So,
correct. Yeah. So instead of keeping that special place that they owned that meant so much to that one child,
mm-hmm.
they were required by court to sell it and then split it up.
So there's someone else making the decisions for you rather than you making the decisions for yourself. And the other thing that comes to mind is I'll almost guarantee you that there are a lot of folks, and they'll say, well, we're going to give everything to maybe the most responsible child of the two or the three or the four, and then they'll just divvy it up.
Correct. And really what that does is that pins
that's
one
a bad
child.
Idea.
Yes. It makes the one child the bad guy because they're now making the decisions versus the parent or the parents deciding, hey, this is what we want to happen and having that conversation. No, instead they're putting X child to be in the position of the bad guy. There's just not a win-win.
And guess what? That child doesn't have to give it to the other two siblings. They could just keep it all because guess what? It was willed to them. They don't have to.
That's correct. And the other kids could contest it, but then you're talking about going to probate. You're talking about a lot of court fees, legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
It could be years.
Oh.
Things get frozen.
Oh.
And so it's just not, that's not a plan, right?
If this is getting your attention, reach out to Mel Myers with the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. She's a financial advisor and legal liaison, again, at the Glenn team at Infinitas. And guess what? She does retirement planning, Social Security planning, and elder planning. So she is really fine-tuned into all of these issues as they relate to finances, right? So, again, 913-563-7327, anywhere in the country. You can call that number and get some great information. Have your plan. You know, maybe I think this is a good idea. Get a second opinion. If you haven't heard from your financial advisor in the last 6 or 12 months, there's a red flag for me. I would get a second opinion. If you're not sure about your plan, you're a little uneasy, get a second opinion. It's free of charge, and I would definitely recommend doing that. So, Mel, you mentioned wills. Is that all someone really needs when preparing their estate plan?
It could be. And I say that as kind of a vague statement. Every family, every situation is different. And so it could just be a will. And you could have pay on death or transfer on death. And if all of that is in order and you're really organized with your beneficiaries, you're really on top of this, which, let's be honest, most individuals are not.
They're
right?
Not. Yeah.
This is the last
That's
thing
true.
You want to be doing.
Well, it's an uncomfortable
it is.
Thought. It's an uncomfortable conversation, and it's really uncomfortable to say, okay, well, when I'm dead, all of this stuff is going to—I mean, that's not comfortable.
That's right. There was an individual that came to me, or a family that came to me, that they thought they had done everything correct. They didn't need a trust, mm-hmm. but they forgot a motor on a boat.
Oh,
and so
no.
They had to go to probate court because the boat motor did not have the proper titling in order for them to avoid probate. So it had to go to probate anyways. So that's where trust and more advanced planning comes in. If you really don't want to even have to worry about probate at all, that is where a trust comes in. It is a tool for you to put everything, your assets, the things that you own, into the trust, or have the beneficiary be the trust. And then your executor, you would name a person, mm-hmm. to then execute what you want. If you go to probate, just for English, right? Because what is probate?
Right.
In case you don't know, it really just means that it's going to go to a court where there is a judge, and a judge is then going to decide. And depending on who comes out of the woodwork and mm-hmm. starts contesting things,
yep.
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or a random scammer says, oh no, this person owed me $2,000.
Oh my gosh.
And you
yeah.
have no idea. That's a real thing.
Yep, yep.
You're leaving it up to chance. And so why not use the tool in the tool belt that is available to you?
And again, someone else making the decisions for you, or you make your own decisions. This just is really hammering that home. For me, it is. So is this when you set up your estate plan, you just walk away from it, set it and forget it? You don't need to worry about it again?
It could be a one-time plan, depending on where you're at in life, right? So if you are older and you do have correct transfer on death in place for your vehicle and transfer on death for your house, and you have your last will and testament that states everything, those essential legal documents could be set up if you're, again, in more of an aging stage or later years in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a younger family who has children involved, things change throughout your life. Life events happen.
Sure, yeah. So it sounds like you need to maybe review that once a year.
That's right. I would highly recommend reviewing it once a year. And as a financial advisor, that's a benefit of working with a professional who is going to help you stay accountable to, hey, is our will, is our trust, is everything up to date? Is it titled correctly?
Okay. And so we just have a few seconds left, but where do you start with this? Do you need to hire a professional? Do you do this yourself? How do you go about starting this?
You can do this on your own, or there's, you know, out on the World Wide Web, you can download different documents. I've seen individuals do Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom, but those are all really generic papers. So yeah. I recommend that you use a professional in your state.
I always do that as well, yes.
Because they are going to know your specific state law and the statutory requirements of what is needed to make sure that the tool that you think you have is actually going to work for you.
Okay.
And so if somebody doesn't have a vetted professional or a professional, we have vetted professionals that we can connect them to.
Excellent, excellent. Reach out to Mel Myers at 913-563-7327. She's part of the excellent Glenn team at Infinitas. And Mel, thanks so much for coming in today. It was excellent information. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's talk about, and I probably should have talked about this last week, but I definitely want to get to it this week. June the 15th through the 21st, so it ended just a few days ago, is National Nursing Assistance Week. And so we're talking about CNAs, and that's a certified nursing assistant, and CMAs, certified medication aid. And sometimes they're called CMT, certified medication tech, or certified med tech. So these are the folks, particularly in long-term care communities, that do all of the heavy lifting, figuratively and quite literally. So I want to recognize them and the tremendous work that they do in serving our seniors in a lot of different settings. So every single day in the United States of America, there are over 4.5 million nursing assistant caregivers providing that hands-on care to patients and residents in a lot of different settings. Okay, so again, CNA, CMA, another title, home health aide, direct care worker, restorative aide, patient care assistant. So there are, you know, a lot of different titles, but that is that person with that function, and they help with all of those activities of daily living, and they help in the dining room, and they help you with just about everything. So, and you could also find these folks, nursing assistants by a lot of the different titles across almost every single care setting. So you could be in home care, again, a home care aide or home health aide. You have hospice workers. They work in long-term care communities, assisted living communities, and hospitals, doctor's offices, and even a correctional facility. So this is direct hands-on care. And look, without these good folks doing the hard work that they do, we do not have a healthcare system, period. It collapses. So my hat is off to you. And again, happy National Nursing Assistance Week. We love you. We could not make it without you. And thank you for all of the wonderful work that you do. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. I had the best conversation this past week. I mean, it was, this just emboldens me. This this motivates me. This really provides a lot of affirmation and confirmation with so many things that I think. So let me just tell you and share with you a conversation that I had. So I'm working for one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. And as you know, you probably already know, you know, our first step is we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine exactly what we need. Then once we know what we need, then we research the entire marketplace to determine our top options. So I was going through that research phase and making a lot of phone calls. So I called this one particular place, again, on behalf of one of my clients, and I introduced myself and I said, "Hi, I'm Steve with Senior Care Consulting. Just need to visit with you about, you know, room availability, pricing, just all of that good stuff." And she and I said, "This is on behalf of one of my clients." So this lady, very nice lady, she practically interrupted me and she goes, "Wait a minute. So do you have a placement service? You help find a place for their mom or their dad, you know, their loved ones?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I mean, we have a placement service and I'm working with a very nice lady on behalf of her husband. And she is his caregiver and she will no longer be able to take care of him, not for very much longer. So we're proactively looking so that we can make some plans, get her name on a wait list, and then she will move him when she can no longer handle all the caregiving responsibility. She's cared for him for a very long time, and she's kind of getting to the end of her ability to do that. So, yes, that's our situation." She goes, "Well, look, before you go any further, you should know that we are not willing to pay any of the free referral companies out there. We're not going to pay your high commissions anymore. We don't do that." And I smiled and I said, "Well, then you are in luck because I will not be hitting you up for a kickback and you will not have to hide your checkbook when we come by to visit you because that's not how we operate." And then I said, "By the way, will you do a commercial for my company, Senior Care Consulting? Because I love what you just told me. We are not willing to pay the fees, the kickbacks. We don't do that." And I was at least halfway serious about that. But anyway, we had a good laugh. And she said, "Okay, so you're not a free referral service." And I said, "No, ma'am." And I went on to explain exactly how Senior Care Consulting works. And that we work directly for our clients. Our clients pay us a reasonable flat fee for service, and we help them objectively through the search and selection process. And she said, "And you don't receive reimbursement from the places that you go and you tour or you recommend?" I said, No, never have, never will. Not a single penny in almost 21 years, not one penny has been paid to Senior Care Consulting. We get along great with everyone. We get along just wonderfully. We just don't ask for a kickback. We're not begging for money. I don't get that other model, by the way. I think it's ridiculous. But anyway, she said, "Let me just say that it is so refreshing to hear of a company that works like yours, that conducts business ethically. You do business the right way, and good for you. That's wonderful. Yeah, yes, Steve, we would love to have you out for a tour. We would love to meet your clients to see if we might be able to meet her husband's needs. It sounds like we would be able to help him. We might be a great fit." I said, "I am sure you are a great fit. So yeah, we're looking forward to going out and seeing you." And so, look, this, again, emboldened, affirming, confirming, all of those sort of things. I am more convinced than ever before that there is a huge demand for my business model, Senior Care Consulting, where we truly offer a placement service with integrity. We do business the right way. We do conduct our business ethically. We don't get paid by the places that we recommend. Again, gross conflict of interest. And the good news, we're expanding nationally right now. We just started doing that. We will be in business in almost every state throughout the United States of America. So, here's the ask. If you know of anyone, a person or a couple or maybe an investor that wants to own a business and then hire someone to run it, if you know of someone interested in learning more about owning a senior care consulting franchise, again, we'll be in most states throughout the country. There are a few that we're not into yet. We'll get there, but we will be available in most states. If you would, do me a favor and just send them my way. I would love to visit with them about that. And as always, thank you in advance for thinking of me and thank you for your support. I really appreciate that. You can have them call our toll-free number to discuss that. Well, I guess I ought to give you the prefix. It's 833. This is really easy to remember. SCC, so Senior Care Consulting. So 833 SCC Fran. 833 SCC Fran. Super easy to remember. If you want to just send them to the website, that's fine as well. SeniorCareConsulting.com. SeniorCareConsulting.com. They can go to the franchise tab, and that'll take you to a whole section of the website, talk about the franchise opportunity, and then they can reach out through the contact form there. But and coming up here in the near future, there's been kind of a new development in the world of these free referral services where, and this is just a little bit of a teaser, but we have some of them now trying to kind of disguise what they do. They kind of try to look like senior care consulting, but again, they're free. And if they're free to you, they don't work for you. And I'm gonna explain all of that in an upcoming episode, but I'm gonna shift gears and we're gonna go on. I've got another incredible story for you. So don't go away. I will be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So this last week, I was reading a post from social media, and actually, it's kind of a common thing. It's also really sad, and it went something to the effect of, and I wish I would have copied it so I could have maybe quoted him, but it went something to the effect of, after 10 years of starting the company, working hard, blood, sweat, and tears, loyalty, and dedication, I was escorted to the door today by HR. Escorted to the door after him giving his company 10 years of hard work, loyalty, dedication, going above and beyond. It was a company that he helped build from the ground up. So I can kind of relate to that. I have worked in a previous life, I've worked for companies. And then one day they just decide to do some things differently and old Steve-O's out the door. And this is at different levels, vice president level, director level, you know, general manager level, you know, blah, blah, blah. So if your boss gets up on the wrong side of the bed, or if your boss is intimidated by you, does that sound familiar to anyone? Sounds real familiar to me. Or if the company just doesn't need you, they will chew you up and spit you out right to the curb. And I can almost feel through the airwaves, I've got people nodding their head. Yep. Oh, yep. Yep. Happened to me, or happened to my wife or my husband or my child or my friend all the time. So with this particular fellow, he said, oh, it was a heck of a run, but man, that's hard to take. That's really hard to deal with. I guess they didn't have a use for him anymore. This is why so many people are saying no thank you to corporate America. No thanks. I'm tired of this crap. Can I say that on the air? Yeah, Sean gave me a thumbs up. Yeah, I'm tired of this stuff. Tired of it. I get pretty fired up about this because I have felt these exact feelings. So, I mean, millions of people, I'm not exaggerating, are saying no thanks to corporate America. And they're going into business for themselves. Now, you can do that a lot of different ways. You can create a service. You can create a product. Maybe you see a product out there that's a good idea, but it could be greatly improved. So you're going to go out and you're going to build a better mousetrap, so to speak. You know what happens? Usually the best products and the best services, you know how they come about? Someone is in need and they're stuck in a situation and they said, wow, if I could find someone to help me with this, you know, with A, B, and C, and then it doesn't exist. So they end up kind of taking matters into their own hands, but it's through some kind of a personal experience, and it's usually some kind of a real serious experience. It doesn't have to be that way, but it's usually through some kind of a personal connection, a personal need, a personal experience, that what is born out of that is an idea. Well, what if? Well, how about this? Well, and so then they start thinking about it. And then they start creating and they start writing down some ideas and some thoughts. Well, how would I do that? Well, I would do it like this, and I would do it like that. And then pretty soon they put together what is the very beginning of a new business, a new service, a new product, a new thing. And then they might start out on a part-time basis doing this in their part-time because it's brand new. It's not producing any income. You're just starting off. You need an income to feed your family, to make your house payment, et cetera, et cetera. So you might have your job, and then on the side, you're working extra. You're staying up till 12, 1 o'clock at night, working on your vision. And then pretty soon, this starts to morph into a dream of, what if I can build this business and own my own company and be my own boss and not have to worry about all of this corporate America? And I'm going to get bleep. Sean's about, he's got his finger on the bleep button here. Stuff. What if you can, again, you can start your own business. You can also buy a franchise. And I've talked about the senior care consulting franchise opportunity. I had a guy ask me, he said, Steve, and he has a pretty good job. He said, I mean, what am I getting when buying a franchise? And he just didn't know. It was an honest question. I said, well, he said, I mean, how's it different from my job? And I said, well, at the most fundamental, you own your own business. You're running your own business. You're not working for a boss. You're not stuck in corporate America where they could kick you to the curb and HR will escort you out tomorrow. He goes, yeah, that's a good point. You're buying established systems that took years to develop, and now they work beautifully. You get that on day one. It accelerates your progress. You're buying, knowing what works and what doesn't work. You're not stubbing your toe. It took years and years for the franchise owner to learn this, to stub their toe and to know what works and doesn't work, and then share all of that with you to save you all of that time and hassle and toe stubbing. You get that on day one. You get to duplicate a business of your own that is set up and ready to go right out of the box from day one, that took years and years of someone else learning, improving, making changes, and making it this well-oiled machine. And in the case of Senior Care Consulting, you get to have pride in the service that you offer by offering a placement service with integrity and making a huge difference in the lives of others. If that resonates with you, call me, 833-SCC-FRAN, or just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we'll have a good conversation about that. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.